Are you tired of always trusting what the news gives you as info?
And are you tired of walking around in ignorance in day-to-day life?
Do you want to learn the things in life that you really should know?
Well, guess what? If you tune in here at Better Made Topics,
where the topics are
better made,
you will find out the things in life you really should know. Anyways, how are you guys doing?
Well, they can't answer back, so I'll answer for them. I'm pretty good, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, that's good, Rob.
So, I was going through some social media, and I don't know if you saw all those crazy pictures of off the Miami beach, all those sharks.
Yeah, I think I did see a video actually on, I think it was TikTok.
Probably
and
TikTok.
It was, I couldn't count. There was had to be like 100.
Yeah, it was like they were almost bumping into each other.
Oh, yeah.
So much. Like they got like an aerial view of everything, and it was a lot.
And you know what's funny is that's one of the main reasons I actually don't go to oceans. And
yeah, even though they say it's like, oh, the odds of a shark attack happening to you are so low.
It's like, here's the deal.
You guy.
I'm not going to go into this predator's home.
That's their domain.
Yeah, and stomp around and splash around like a food source. And then, you know, I'm just not going to put myself in that. You know, dude, jellyfish alone in the ocean will fuck you up.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you this. When me and Monica went to Thailand, we went snorkeling. Monica got stung by a jellyfish like 3 or 4
times.
How
did that feel?
It wasn't one of the really bad ones.
Oh, okay.
So it was like they sprayed like vinegar on her.
Oh.
And it goes away after like 30 minutes, if that.
I'm surprised they didn't just tell you to pee on it or something.
Yeah, like, because I would. No, that I think. Is that a jellyfish? That's a myth, though. I'm pretty sure that's a myth.
I'm pretty sure that's a myth.
But yeah, she like got out because I got out before her because I kept seeing jellyfish. And I'm like, I'm not getting stung by these. So I got out. And then she gets out. And then she's like, oh, that was fun. You know, but like, man, my arm right here is like red and itchy. And I'm like, you got stung by a jellyfish. And then they came and sprayed her. And she was fine within like 15 minutes. It was like completely gone.
Huh.
Well, the itchiness, at least.
Like, the way I look at it is the ocean just has so many things that want to kill you. Look at Steve Irwin. The motherfucker handled alligators, snakes, things that wanted to kill you. He goes in the ocean, swims next to a goddamn stingray. And it fucking stabs him through the heart. What?
Yeah, that's insane. The day I heard that, I was baffled.
Yeah.
Did you know that we have discovered more about space than we have about our oceans?
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, why am I going to travel, go in somewhere that we know less of than outer space?
Like, did we talk about the submarine before?
Oh, the implosion one?
Yeah.
No.
Like, it's kind of like that. When those people went down in that little sub,
it was instant.
It's like, why would you want to go down that deep? Like, what? Just
yeah,
to see
like they were so deep
boat?
That it was instant, their death. They said, like, the second it imploded, it was within, like, a millisecond.
Yeah,
they were dust.
I watched a video. It was like, you register pain at 120 milliseconds, and the implosion was 20 milliseconds.
Yeah.
So, like, they didn't even have time to process their death.
They were alive, and then they were not.
Yeah. You couldn't have gotten me in that, too.
No.
Especially once I saw the PlayStation controller, I would have been like, You're out of your mind. How much did I just pay? $250,000 or $500,000? No, give me my money back.
Yeah, because I think it was to go look at the Titanic, right?
Yes.
See, I think that's all very interesting. I love the Titanic. I love the lore behind it. But I am not going down there to look at it.
See, again, I have other reasons here, and maybe you'll believe them or not. I think the Titanic area is a graveyard. So why mess around a graveyard? You wouldn't disturb someone else's burial site, so why are you trying to, I guess, too eerie.
It is. It is a graveyard.
And, I mean, it's at the bottom of the, like, a very, 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 very deep area. Like, so you really have to try to even get down there, and look what happened when you did try.
Yeah.
Of course, then again, this looked like a very shoddy
But at the same time, it is, like, yes, it's a graveyard, but, I mean, we go to a graveyard, dude. You know,
well, that's
like, that's all like these scientists are going. They try not to disturb too much. It's mostly just for photos and like radar technology to like get like a picture of everything. Like, they don't really go down there and like mess with anything because if they touch anything, it could like fall apart right now. Like, it's very close to it.
Yeah.
So it's just, they mostly just go down there just to inspect, just to look.
Well, I guess if that's what you're doing, then.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll move into, we should start off with, am I the asshole I'm thinking today?
Yep. I got a good one. Am I the asshole for bothering a woman at home? Now, I know the title doesn't grab you, but
this could go either way.
These people don't really put the good title.
Well, they try to make it vague.
I wish I could write their titles so
yeah,
it grabs you. But well, anyways.
From the title, I'm gonna say yeah.
All right.
Let's see.
My son, 4, had a sleepover last night with a friend. This friend's parents were doing my wife and I a huge favor. Because my wife's father had surgery yesterday, and we needed to be there and didn't get home until after midnight. So yes, this story begins with us already in debt to them. Anyway, at nap time today, my son started freaking out because he didn't find Sleepy Dumbo, his stuffed animal. And he cannot sleep without Sleepy Dumbo. I remembered that when I picked him up, I didn't see Sleepy Dumbo. So I text the mom and dad of the friend. I get no response. My wife is a wreck, so I'm not bothering her with this. But my son is freaking out, so I tell him we will go in the car and go get Sleepy Dumbo. And he slightly calmed down. So we drive over, and I try and call them both on the way. When we get there, I knock, and we wait a bit with no answer. At this point, my son starts to freak out more, because he is afraid something happened to Sleepy Dumbo. I don't know what he thought. They're holding him hostage.
I mean, he's 4.
Yeah, it is true. He ran away. Everything falls apart at 4 years old.
Yeah.
I try to reassure him, but he starts crying. I knock again, and the wife of the couple answers. She says she is working and asks what I want. I explain about Sleepy Dumbo. She again says she is working, and she says she doesn't have time to look for Dumbo and tells us to come back later. My son starts freaking out more. I ask if we can look. She says she needs to focus. I promise to be fast. She lets me in. We get to his friend's room. Sleepy Dumbo is on the bed. My son gets him, and I hustle us out. So, like, from that, it sounds like it was straight to the bedroom, grab the Dumbo, straight out. Yeah,
there was no looking around.
There was no looking around, it seems like. That's what I gathered from what was put here. My son gets him, and I hustle us out. I thank the mom, but she is glaring at me. On the way home, he hugs Sleepy Dumbo the whole time. I remind him to be more careful with Sleepy Dumbo in the future, and at home nap time commences peacefully. About an hour ago, my wife and I both got this text. I'm going to copy and paste it. Me and my wife really don't appreciate the way the guy who posted this barged into my house earlier today while I was working. I know you both have a lot going on right now, but the world doesn't revolve around you. Her husband and I agreed to do you a favor, but that doesn't mean you get to just walk all over us. In the future, if you call and we don't answer, that means it isn't a good time to come over. I felt very embarrassed and guilty after reading that. My wife, however, is furious. She called the wife of the other couple some indelicate names. I am really grateful to them for agreeing to babysit for us, and I accept that I am to blame for forgetting Sleepy Dumbo the first time. I don't know if asking to come in and get him is quite as big a deal as she's making it out, though my wife is pissed. I don't know how much of that is misplaced fear for her dad, though. Am I an asshole, or was this just an unfortunate situation?
I'm going to have to go with an unfortunate situation because I see both sides. We don't know what kind of job she does. Like, that could have been, like, crucial for her to be, like, pulled away from the computer to, like...
True. She could have been in, a meeting, like, a call. Yeah. We're like,
and through the text, like, he's kind of right. If we're not answering our phone, now's not a good time to come over, unless you're like close family. Like, I understand.
Yeah.
Because if they're not answering the phone, there's a reason to that. They're so busy. Like, they can't deal with us.
But I feel like even with you, like, I guess we are close.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're close. Like, if my kid
left his toy or his thing that he needs to sleep with, and you and Monica was still working, I feel like you wouldn't care if I still came in
to quickly grab that
and like.
But once again, like, we're like really close.
True.
Like, from the sounds of it, it doesn't sound like these guys are like super close, just acquaintances to be able to watch each other's kids, sort of thing.
Yeah. So.
Because no, like the way that they approached it, like if they were tight with each other and like good, like I don't think they would have had such a big deal about them coming in to grab it.
You know, and what's crazy is like when I've read this the first time, I was like, God, this is exactly how I would handle it though. Like the way the guy handled it to fix his kid's situation is exactly how I thought of handling it. Like when I read it, I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna go over there and be like, can I just come quickly in and grab what I need to grab?
I understand his side too. It's not a big deal.
Like so, like that's why I agree with you. It's kind of just a bad situation on both sides, and it just seems like the one family was going through a lot.
Yeah,
and you know, I bet you if they weren't going through so much, maybe when they picked the kid up, they would have been like, "You got your Sleepy Dumbo. You got your this. You got your that." But you know, I'm sure they had their head in a million other thoughts and.
I wouldn't really say the asshole word, really not the asshole. It's just unfortunate.
If anything, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of thought the way they go, it's not all about you. That line in it, I was like,
that,
really?
That is a little
I was like,
low.
Are you serious? Like, they never said it was all about them. It was a kid.
I feel like it could have been handled a little bit better for sure.
Yeah. That's the only thing I was like, seriously? Like, it was
like
for
even
the
with
kid.
The glaring, I can get over the glaring because it's.
It's their house.
At that
yeah,
moment.
It's
like,
in the moment yeah. at her house.
But
I
then,
get
like,
that.
Yeah, send a text by all means. But I wouldn't say like you know the world doesn't revolve around you. Like I get that you're going through some stuff, but you know, just be a little bit more light on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess we'll move on to our next segment. So we're gonna talk about the Euphrates River today.
What about it? It's a historical river, I know.
It is. Well, first off, let's tell you what the Euphrates River, where it's located. It's a major river in Western Asia that flows from its source in Turkey through Syria and Iraq and empties into the Persian Gulf. It's actually quite a big river.
Well, I mean, what I've heard is it used to be.
Yeah, no, it actually, I mean, it's long. It's really long, and it used to be a lot more wide, but... If you haven't heard, it's drying up at a pretty rapid pace.
Also, fun fact is this is a biblical prophecy. If this river dries up, that is a part of like the Bible's plan of like almost the end of days. In fact, I have a great thing to read here. If you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So it says the rumor among the locals is that the tunnel in... sorry, getting ahead of ourselves here. Since this river has started drying up, folks, archaeologists and like people have been finding like these caves and like underground things, structures. In fact, they've even found complete burial grounds, like cemeteries and everything. And it says that the tunnels lead to where the angels are imprisoned. That's what the locals believe, because that's what the Bible has, you know, always said. As mentioned in the Bible, to be precise... Revelations 9:13-19. Then the sixth angels, sorry.
Well, actually, I have the scripture right here.
You have it?
Yeah, it's Revelation 9:14 is where it starts with, release the four angels that are bound at the great river Euphrates, and it goes on to 9:15. So the four angels were released to kill 1/3 of mankind, which meant 1/3 of mankind today is 2.6 billion people.
Yeah. That's
a lot of people.
And what's even crazier is before the river dried up to where it's at now, people were already hearing sounds underneath the riverbed. Like they were hearing what people described as screaming or like
creatures, which people are saying are the four angels that are bound underneath this river.
And
it's, I actually have an audio clip that I can play for you guys.
Yeah.
It is pretty creepy. Nope.
Yeah, no. Sounds like help.
Yeah. Or hello. That's terrifying.
Yeah, no. No, thank you. See, I'm a believer of everything in the Bible. Like,
the Bible was written over 2,000 years ago, and it said, hey, it's going to dry up, you know.
Yep.
Unbound the four angels under there, and things are looking pretty in line with what it was saying.
Yeah. Honestly, since all of this has been happening, you know, with all the earthquakes, with all the volcanoes, with all the...
It's just everything is happening all at once, well, I feel like.
California's flooding from rain. Like, it seems like the world is... It's almost like these angels that were really bad have just been released. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And didn't... I think you told me about this before, was something about Israel with war and stuff. That was mentioned in the Bible too, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was something along the lines of, like, everyone will be against them and they will have to fight, something along those lines. And like, it's basically,
yeah, it was
the,
another prophecy.
It was like the four people, like the four countries that surround Israel, it prophesized like those four countries attacking them, which is exactly how it is right now. Like, they're like, Egypt's not supporting them. All the neighboring countries really aren't helping them. But at the same time, that has a lot more than just, I don't want to, that's a whole topic for another whole day. I'll get into if you want to talk about the Israel, Gaza, the Palestinian.
Because,
like,
deep conversation.
It is a deep conversation. And, like, I don't want to just, I don't like killing of any kind if you can avoid it. And this seems like it's just tit for tat. Like, hey, you killed my people, so I'm just going to kill a bunch of yours. And it's like, that doesn't get anywhere. And that don't seem like a very godly people.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who am I? So, I will say, so, in 2019, archaeologists found ruins of a palace dating back to 1500 to 1300 BC.
Yeah, I heard that the lost city of Babylon, too, was, like, that was a big one in the Mesopotamia.
Mesopotamia.
Yeah, I always have a hard time saying that word. That's a tricky one that gets me.
Yeah.
Mesopotamia. But yeah, like the big city of Babylon, it was like such an ancient city. And I think they found that under, was it under Euphrates that they found that?
I think so.
Which is, that's crazy.
Yeah. They said in 2021, they found the Hestiq Castle, I think I'm saying that right, had Greek inscriptions and was thought to be a temple in pre-Christian era.
Wow.
So that was before, you know, everything with God, everything with like Jesus that was supposed to be, because pre-Christian is that era.
That's
so cool. I wonder what's on those like inscriptions and
stuff. Yeah, what does it say?
Because if it's Greek gods, I love the Greek mythology stuff too.
Yeah, honestly, with the Greeks and Norse too, like Odin and all that, like that's just all really interesting and it's cool to me.
Yeah, like when I had to learn that in school, like it wasn't a punishment or like a bad lesson for me. I actually...
Yeah, even with our religion, Christianity, it's actually pretty cool if you think about it. Like Garden of Eden, like,
well,
Great Flood.
Well, see, if you read the book and then realize that they're all historical dates, that if you go back and like...
You can find things in like recordings like scriptures that like line up.
Collaborate the story and go, well... That's kind of weird that this kind of happened in the same time that the book says it said it happened. But then there's the people that are like, it didn't happen, man. It's just a book. It's like, okay. Yeah.
Like, I can kind of see where some people, like, the Bible has been written by man time and time again.
Well, of course.
And things have been changed. But I feel like the bulk of it, I want to say the bulk of it is, like, in line with the original. Because like you said, how else would like they look at these dates and find them back in history? Like, wow, this actually happened. So there's some truth to this, obviously.
Yeah, and I lost my train of thought, and
you miss that train a lot.
I do. Well, it's left the station now.
Also, it just popped in my head another little fact. Did you know that the Euphrates River was one of the four rivers that flowed from the Garden of Eden?
Oh.
Yeah, like I just mentioned the Garden of Eden, it just reminded me of that.
So there's four rivers that were supposed to have flown from it?
Yeah, and
did
the
it
Euphrates
the
River
others?
Was one of them. No, I wasn't researching those other rivers.
That's true, that's a lot of work. I actually heard, this is just a little thing, I don't know if it's true. Antarctica is where they say that the Garden of Eden could be.
I heard it was the North Pole.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah,
it was
the
one
North
of them,
Pole
and you
that...
know...
Yeah.
You know, it could be either one.
I saw something on that, too. We'll have to dig into that. That if there's some things that we can find on that, that would be pretty interesting.
I would like to. I would love to learn more. Because
I saw, like, a whole map, like, the Garden of Eden, and, like, there's supposed to be, like a mountain or something that they mentioned in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
And they think that they found, like, all these landmarks and all this stuff that lines up perfectly
with
what they
said. Yeah, I think so.
But then I saw that people actually predicted that the Garden of Eden, I think they did find it.
Well, I know they found Noah's Ark.
Yeah, wasn't that out in the mountains of, like...
China, they say. It was a massive ship.
So they think it's in the Middle East somewhere.
Okay.
Which, I mean, it makes sense. That's Jerusalem.
Yeah, but can you imagine, though, the Garden of Eden and in that area? I can't imagine it being a lush...
Yeah.
It's in the desert.
It's.
But I guess maybe more, around that...
It looks like it's more suggestions than anything. Set it like at the head of the Persian Gulf in southern Mesopotamia, where the Tigris and Euphrates rivers.
You're getting better at it, by the way.
Meso. Did I say meta?
No, you said it right. I said you're getting better at it.
Oh, I thought you were.
I gave you a compliment.
Oh, I thought you were giving me the opposite of
no,
a compliment.
No. I said you're doing better. You're doing great.
But yeah, that's where they think it is, at the head of the Persian Gulf.
I like to believe it actually is in, like, the North Pole or South Pole, something like that, because, like, I actually believe that the Earth is shifted and changed so much.
Oh, yeah.
That,
like, it fits, like, puzzle pieces.
Yeah. Oh, what was that, Pangaea?
Pangaea.
So, like, if the world looked like that at one point, you got to think it moved before even that.
Yeah.
So, if the tree was over here, the garden was over here... Now it's over there, and up is down, and down is up. And
yeah, who are we to say? You know?
Yeah, you know, I mean,
it could be anywhere.
I'm just here, okay? But I think that'll wrap up the Euphrates.
Yeah, I definitely learned a little bit today.
Yeah. I like learning the historical ones, like, that go back far.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the big history ones.
It's just easy. It's just easy to collaborate the story, too.
It is.
But anyways, if you guys have a things you should know or an Am I the Asshole story that you think we should say, just go ahead and email us at bettermadetopics@gmail.com and we'll get back to you. We'll probably even talk about whatever you want to talk about, because that's how cool we are.
Yeah. Any suggestions you guys give us, we'll look it over. If it's, you know, got enough info on it, let's do it.
Yeah. But until next time, we will catch you on Better Made Topics.
Until then. Get up, break out, make a decision, would you?